Today, the world's top experts in cybersecurity compete on a global circuit called Capture the Flag, and we want to build high-performance computers that play this game, the same competition that the experts play. And we hope someday that the systems that we build will go on to be able to play against the world's top experts and win.
These experts, are they essentially doing red teaming, blue teaming with trying to do network intrusions?
At the same time. So what we've done is we've built a new ecosystem of software from the ground up. We're going to build our own operating system layer and all the software on top of it. And so the exercise will take place in this alternative incompatibility universe of software, where the software that our challenge takes place on isn't compatible with anything in the real world. And that means that the machines that are going to be trying to analyze the software for vulnerabilities are going to have to figure everything out, the language that the software speaks, entirely through analysis and not through programming.
What is that? I mean, one of the obvious things is there's no existing malware for this new environment, but why else would you try and build something from scratch rather than operating in the real world?
So it actually comes down to a measurement problem. If we try and build tools right now to analyze web servers for their security, then a whole bunch of knowledge that we have and wisdom that we have about the security of web servers can be cooked into those systems. But because we're completely out in incompatibility isolation mode, that means that all the reasoning about the software has to be completely adaptable and general purpose. And that means that it won't just work for web servers, it'll work for all software.
And then, you know, if you're successful in this, how do you then take what you've learned and export that back out into the real world?
Well, if you look at how the vehicle grand challenges happen, they started out in the middle of the desert, and the prototypes that rolled across the finish line at the first vehicle grand challenge were not ready for the streets of San Francisco. So grand challenges happen right at the beginning of a new technology when we're just trying to figure out how to make it work, build the first generation of prototypes, and identify which approaches work. What happens after that is the long road of research and development towards commercialization, productization, and refinement. And before we even talk about how that's going to happen, we have to prove that this idea is real.
What's the automation piece of it? Explain that a little bit more. What are you actually automating?
So today's security products, you can think of them as massive checklists. They come with patches for vulnerabilities, signatures for malware, and all those checklists are built by knowledge workers that use analysis tools to look at software. We want to take those analysis tools, move them into high-performance computers, and make them fully automatic, no operator. And there's good proof right now that this is possible. The very first precursor systems are happening. The Microsoft Sage team at Microsoft Research built a high-performance computer that spent 200 machine years thinking about Windows 7 and trying to find vulnerabilities in it, and was able to find a third of the vulnerabilities ever discovered, critical security vulnerabilities, and remove them before it ever shipped to consumers. So we think that these systems, where we take the way we analyze software, the knowledge work, move it into the cloud and run it at scale, are ready to go out and actually defend networks on their own. And we can't think of a better way to prove it than by putting them in top-tier cybersecurity competitions.
So in other words, even if it's a threat that no one's ever seen or documented before, a zero day, you could still theoretically detect it and stop it before anyone exploits it.
We want to do both things. We want to detect it before anyone else does and patch it instantly. And if we can't do that, we want to recognize its use on the network instantly and patch it. The idea is taking these huge human response times out of the loop and being able to identify and fix something instantly as soon as we see it or discover it.
And then finally, just on the nuts and bolts of the competition, how many teams are you expecting? Who's eligible? How's all that going to work?
We don't have a publicly released teams list yet, but we're really hoping to. But we'll say this. Of the top minds in this field of automating program analysis, we expect a great plurality of them to be represented on our teams and in our competition. We have a prize pool up to about $9 million. The top prize for our final event in 2016 is going to be $2 million for the top team. And at qualifiers in 2015, every team that comes in off the open track and wins a qualifying spot also wins $750,000.